The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Before we begin, just a couple of thoughts about the whole process of Tisha B'Av and Kinas, Avelus, and Nechoma. We know that the Churban, Churbonos, that took place on Tisha B'Av, specifically those that we focus the Iker observance, the Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, were foretold to us in different parshias in the Torah. The Ramban tells us in Parshas B'chukosai is the Nevuah about the Bayis Rishon, and the Teichocho in Parshas Kisovoi is the Nevuah in the Churban Bayis Sheni. And I guess it's somewhat of a source of strength, if not consolation, when we see that the details that unfolded in each one of the Churbonos were according to script, according to the details that the Torah told us, all based upon Im b'chukosai teilechu v'im lo yiselchu lo yishmu li, whether the Klal Yisrael acts properly or whether the Klal Yisrael violates the bris and the pact that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that the details were so clearly delineated so many years before makes it very clear to us, if it wasn't clear without that, that the relationship, as the Torah predicated, between our actions and that which happens to Klal Yisrael is a direct cause and effect situation. The Churban Bayis Rishon was a bit complicated. We know that Chazal tell us that the Gimel Averis Chamurois, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shlichas Domim were in neglect in that time, and that's the cause of the Churban. Yet we find in Chazal, we just read in the Haftarah, that there seems to be another idea or theme or corollary to this concept, and that is Chazal say that Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Gimel Averos Chamurois v'loi Viter al Ovein Bitul Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to be mevater, to forgive the Gimel Averos Chamurois, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shlichas Domim, but the Avera of Bitul Torah, that one was too much. That made it, I guess, that everything altogether became impossible to overlook. And that's what Chazal Darshan in the Pasuk we just read, Al-Me'ov de Ho'oretz, the Novi asks, Al-Yemer Hashem, Al-Ozu es Toirosi, Asher Nosati B'Soichom. And Chazal say on that Pasuk, Al-Ozu es Toirosi, that the Shalei Beruchu Ba'Toiro Tchilo, that we didn't make Birchas HaTeiro, they didn't make Birchas HaTeiro, which means that even though they may have been learning, and there was a certain modicum of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, but there wasn't that appreciation, there wasn't that sense of Torah being different from Stame Chochma, from Stame an intellectual pursuit, and this being the literal blueprint of creation and the guidelines and the directives from the Bnei Olam himself as to how to lead our lives. And there was something in that chashivus that's only achieved with Birchas HaTorah that was lacking in that generation, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't be mevater on the Gimel Averos Chamurois. The Klal Yisrael didn't have enough of a redemptive factor to be able to change this terrible edict. By Yesheni, Chazal tell us that that wasn't the situation. It wasn't the lack of learning, and it wasn't the Gimel Averos Chamurois. There was a certain level of commitment and Shmiras HaMitzvahs, but rather it was something in the Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. In the Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, meaning, Chazal say, Sinas Chinom, Ol Maisa, Kamtza Bar Kamtza, there was this sense of, not a sense of peace, not a sense of loving kindness, not a sense of appreciation Beinodim Lachaveiro, Ilchot Etzchaim says, he brings rayas that included in that was a certain zilzul in speaking Lashon Hara, and that's why he says that today, of course, Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara are very related to one who really has love for his fellow Jew will not speak Lashon Hara, and when one does speak Lashon Hara, there's certainly an element of not liking and loving and maybe even hating on a certain level. And the Chofetz Chaim therefore says that the length of this golus is directly affected by the tikkun of that chet. If the churban was for sinas chinam, then the way to bring about the end of this golus is through a zehirus in lashon hara. It seems that in our generation certain strides are being made, but it looks like we still have a way to go. Just want to point out a few things that in terms of sinas chinam lashon hara, and the pasuk says mi oisha chofetz chayim yomim liroi stev, one who really wishes to have a good life, it's of course guarding oneself from speaking lashon hara, sur meira v'asei toiv, it's not doing evil and doing good, but the end, it fears us, bakesh sholoim virodfehu, seek out peace and pursue it. And the Mefarshim seem to say that that seems to be the ultimate, the peace that exists, the sholom that exists beinenu. The Mishnah says, the end, the last Mishnah in Shas, Leimotza HaKodesh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Brocha Ela HaSholim. Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't find in his world a kli, like a vessel to hold all the brochas that he gives to Klal Yisrael together, except for Sholom. When we have a kli, if you have many small things, the kli holds it together. If the kli doesn't exist, if the kli breaks, everything falls away. And this is the way Chazal said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this, when there's no Sholom in the world, then all the brochas that he wishes to give, that he bestows upon Klal Yisrael, those brochas have nothing to be chal. And in a sense, that's what this Churban Bayis Sheni is. It's about a breach of Sholom. It's about the willingness and the readiness after the Golus and the Kapora that took place in the Golus from the Bayis Rishon to forgive Klal Yisrael and to allow us to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and begin again the fulfillment of the purpose of creation. But all the brochas, which is the tachlis for which he created the world, to give us brocha, to give us chesed, to give us benefit, all those brochas can't be chal if there's no kli machzik brocha, if there isn't sholem. So therefore this sholem becomes extremely important in not only the specifics of this golus, but in the fulfillment of the entire purpose of creation. There was a tendency, or there is a tendency in our generation, I guess the last 60 years after the Holocaust, to sort of forget about the Mashiach. I mean, certain groups are certainly emphasizing that a lot, but for most of Klal Yisrael, that was a little bit, it became almost superfluous. Eretz Yisrael, we can go there to visit, we can go there to live, we have our own state in some form or other. Not only that, the Golus became a lot sweeter. You know, we're doing quite well in Golus. We have frum neighborhoods, we have with the establishment, we've made it, and we've almost completely or to a great measure been accepted. And the danger of forgetting that we're still in Golus is very great. I think today we, as Klal Yisrael, and especially in this community, have a unique opportunity to remember that there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash and there still is a terrible, terrible Golus. In 7 hours from now, I guess it's about 5 o'clock our time, in Eretz Yisrael, whatever your particular view of the situation is, our pain and sympathies and just despair is certainly there, and with them maybe 8,000 of Acheinu B'nei Yisrael are going to be evacuated, those that didn't go voluntarily, and Yehudi Negaresh Yehudi is a very painful type of a sisma. So this is certainly something that reminds us that we're still in Golus, even if we're in Eretz Yisrael. Whether it's Eretz Yisrael or not exactly, maybe it's not so clear, but we don't know what's next, and the Golus is far from over despite our establishment in Eretz Yisrael. And those of us that heard, it's almost unbelievable. Right in front, right, half a block away, someone walking to the Yeshiva Far Rockaway yesterday morning to Davin was shot. He's in critical condition now in the hospital. They operated, and hopefully they say that he's going to survive. But just like this, walking to a block away from the Yeshiva there, everybody, it's a full neighborhood, everybody lives there, you know, the others have already been pushed to the other side of Beach Night, but we're still in Golus. And I think that those realizations, and I'm sure they're not the only ones by any means, have to make us refocus on what this day is all about. What this day is really all about is really about tshuva. We find that the inyan of Avelus, Bichlal, and certainly the Avelus of Tisha B'Av included, is to focus on why are we going through this? Why are we sitting on the floor? Why are we involved in crying in kinus and certain inuyim which are forbidden to us, fasting and so forth? And when we focus on this, we ask ourselves the question, why? Amel of the horos, you say, because tragedy took place, and tragedy in Jewish life is clearly indicative of our lack of living up to our responsibilities. And everything turns negative. So it's really a situation where we have to look at ourselves and change and do tshuva. It's a tshuva that has to do with sinas chinam and loshon hara. In our generation, it may be a tshuva that has to do with other things as well, and each individual with whatever his particular role or particular shortcoming. But it's certainly something that requires our attention. Just one final thought before we begin. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Tainis that it's midarchei hatshuva, that when a sorrow comes to Klal Yisrael, we cry out, and by crying out and begging Hashem to help us, we get this realization, we come to this realization that it has to do with our evil ways, that it's because of the mistakes and the shortcomings that we have. And if we correct those things and we do tshuva, then the sorrow will be removed. But then the Rambam continues and says as follows: Avalim lo yizaku, we don't cry out. Elo yoimru ze miminag ha'olam iralonu. And it's a mikra. If we don't cry, why are we not crying? We say, well, what happens? What happens to the Jewish people? This is history. This is a mikra. This is happens. It's not hashgocha. It has nothing to do with our sins. It has nothing to do with our merits or what we deserve. It's a mikra. This is what happened. It's a tragic event. Harezu derech achzorius. He says this is a derech of cruelty. This is a achzorius. V'geremes lohem lidobik maseim horoim. And of course, this causes us not to do tshuva and to continue to do the evil ways that we do. The question is, what is this derech achzorius? If a person looks at the events of the history of Klal Yisrael and sees them as accidental, and sees them as, that's it, you know, we're the underdog, we're people are jealous, they don't like us, and we see all of the natural causes that brought about these terrible tragedies, and we don't see them as hashgocha, and we don't see them as retribution for our own shortcomings, and he says, this is derech achzorius, this is cruelty. I can understand why that's kfira. I can understand why that's stupid. I can understand why that's mistaken. I can understand why it's a pella. How could somebody think that way? But why is it derech achzorius? Why am I a cruel person if I look at things that way? And it seems that the pshat in the Rambam is, if a person really felt the pain of the suffering of Klal Yisrael, if we really had some sense of the individual and the collective depth of tzoris that Klal Yisrael has experienced and continues to experience to this very day, then we could not in any way attribute this to a mikra. It couldn't be. The extent of Jewish suffering to one who pays attention to it and feels every nuance of that suffering and recognizes what we, as I saw from the Alshich says, when we say, I think we said it last night, in the Eichot, Zochor Hashem Ho'yolonu Habito Ra'ei Escher Poseinu. So the Alshich says, remember Hashem what we had. Look at our Bizoyan, look at our Busha. So he says, Zechor Hashem Ho'yolonu doesn't apply to the Tzoris. Look at the greatness. We had a Beis HaMikdash. We had a Kodesh HaKodoshim. We had Kohanim b'Avidosim, Leviim b'Shirom u'Lezimrom, Korbonos, the Mokum HaShoresh HaShchino lived within our midst. And now look at Habitu Re'ez Her Poseinu. Look at what we've lost. Look at what we've suffered. Look at the Bizyonis that Klal Yisrael, the Am Hashem, the Am HaNibchor, that stood by Har Sinai, that accepted the Torah, that was Maktim Naaseh L'Nishma. And we have to go through this tzoras in the world, despite everything we do for this world, despite all of our accomplishments, despite how much they on one hand recognize us as leaders and as brains and as creative and as giants. The hatred, the sino, the attack, we see it in every conference that goes place, we see it in the United Nations, we see it in the Yachas Eretz Yisrael, we see it throughout Europe, and we see it from time to time. It peaks, it's ugly head peeks out even here in our communities, and this is what it's really all about. And if one doesn't cry out and recognize that this is min hashamayim, that this is in direct relationship to our shortcomings and our averus, then one is an achzor, because it can only mean to call this a mikra, to say that this is natural, it can only mean that one hasn't paid attention to the depths of the suffering of Klal Yisrael. Just a thought, just in terms of the tragic events of the Gush Katif and the like. Chazal say, it's a medrash in the psicha of Eicha, says Imro Isa Ayorois Nisloshois Min Koimon Be'eretz Yisrael. If you see cities uprooted from their places in Eretz Yisrael, da shelo hichziku bischar soifrim, because at some point someone is responsible who was not machzik bischar, that the payments, the monies, the reward, the salaries of the soifrim were not taken care of. A man inun miture karta. Who are these seifrim? It's not seifrim, people who write sifrei Torah, but it's like Chazal say, why they're called seifrim, because they count every word of the Torah. They learn, and they're diligent in their learning, and review it again, and they guard and protect the Torah. It's the shomrei Torah, it's the yeshiva light, it's the loimdei Torah, it's the bnei yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, that are providing this protection. And it seems Chazal say very clearly, when we neglect that, and this last 2-3 years showed a tremendous neglect. The cuts that were made to the yeshiva light in Eretz Yisrael were so drastic that it was considered an union of pikuach nefesh, maybe no less than the pikuach nefesh that we face from the Arabs. And Chazal told us that when this happens, when we're not careful in that area, when the lomdei Torah, their schar is not taken care of, then this is the tragic results. So it's all about our actions, and it's all about bringing about the feeling, the sense of tshuva that's going to make the difference.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.